Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
60 is with a southeast wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chances for rain only at 30 to 40%. Rain chances will go away tonight. Temperatures only into the 50s with some clearing skies. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and dry with temperatures much warmer in the 80s. I'm 7 News Meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
It is 56 degrees at the Wharf in D.C., 56 in Oxon Hill, 54 in Sterling under cloudy skies at 11:59.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good day, I'm Sandy Kozel. Coming up,
an update on protest and the encampment at George Washington University. I'm Lynn Bowie.
Four teachers are reassigned in Montgomery County after expressing pro-Palestinian views online.
A local bougie bodega closes its doors in D.C. This is Kyle Cooper.
Some Prince George's County residents can boost their credit scores and get paid for it. I'm John Doman.
WTOP News Time, 12 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Allison Keyes. Kansas and Nebraska are cleaning up after massive damage from tornadoes. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Fire and rescue crews spent the night going through unsafe structures, making sure no one was inside.
The whole neighborhood just to the north of us is pretty flattened, and some of the cul-de-sacs, people in our immediate neighborhood seem to be safe, but there's been a lot lost.
It's coming down.
Nearby, a different twister passed directly through Omaha's airport, shutting down air traffic and forcing passengers to take cover in a shelter.
There's a tornado threat in Iowa and Missouri today. Campus protests over the Israel-Hamas war are spreading across the nation, with pro-Palestinian demonstrators and Jewish students often at odds. CBS's Michael George.
Pro-Israeli demonstrators, many non-students, made their voices heard outside the campus.
Nobody's talking about the hostages.
This Columbia grad student who took part in the rally argues those in the encampments are promoting anti-Semitism and ignoring the hostages still held by Hamas.
If you actually want peace to be achieved as we do, and if you want a ceasefire, the hostages need to be released.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken just finished a trip to China, saying the U.S. wants to open deeper areas of cooperation.
We are committed to maintaining and strengthening the lines of communication between us so that we avoid any miscommunications, any misperceptions, any miscalculations.
Now to worries about milk and bird flu as that disease races around the nation. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
Preliminary results of additional testing have not picked up any infectious virus. And so it would seem that our routine pasteurization is effective in inactivating the H5N1 bird flu virus.
In South Africa, President Ramaphosa is marking 30 years since the end of apartheid. Activists and freedom fighters lost their lives during the struggle for liberation from white rule.
Apartheid was an ideology and a system aimed at controlling every aspect of people's lives. It sought to humiliate and to degrade black people.
The United Auto Workers Union reached a tentative agreement with Daimler Truck just ahead of the contract's expiration at midnight on Friday. UAW mounted a massive campaign against the multi-billion dollar manufacturer and had threatened to strike. The four-year agreement includes raises of more than 25% and the introduction of profit sharing. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
12:03 at WTOP. Welcome to the weekend. It's a cloudy Saturday, 53 degrees. We'll see the 60s today. Good afternoon to you, and thanks for taking us along. I'm Ralph Fox. Top stories we're following for you. It's now day 3 of on-campus protests against the war in Gaza. This is at George Washington University. WTOP's Lynn Bowie spoke with students about their message and their demands.
Traditional Arabic music is playing on 8th Street next to University Yard, where more than a dozen tents have the street blocked off.
As someone who's Palestinian, I never imagined I would see anything like this in my life.
Grad student Moataz Salem has been here since the beginning and calls it a solidarity encampment.
7 of these students got suspended already, and they've threatened all of us with more suspensions, and still, they're here, we're all here. It's a beautiful thing.
Among their demands for the university, divest from Israeli companies and end academic partnerships with Israeli institutions. At George Washington University, Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
Teachers at several schools in Montgomery County placed on administrative leave last year for expressing pro-Palestinian views by email and on social media. They've now returned to teaching, but at different locations. MoCo 360 reports that 4 teachers investigated and eventually reassigned, but the school district is not providing information about the status of those investigations. Some of the teachers have sued the county over those suspensions. After 3 years of offering more upscale items in their neighborhood corner stores, Foxtrot is now shut down in the district.
All 6 stores in the D.C. area and the rest of the company's stores in Chicago and Dallas shut down Tuesday. Kyle Young was the manager of the Georgetown store.
It's still really tough for me to accept that a decision like this could be made that would affect so many people without a fair warning. It's really tough.
The stores offering imported wines, made-to-order meals, and locally sourced vegan treats were popular around here. The company said in a statement it explored many ways to stay open but couldn't find a viable option. The company has about 1,000 employees across the country. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
5 people are in the hospital after being shot near the entrance of a nightclub in Northwest D.C. I've already said it happened about 11:30 last night on Connecticut Avenue near DuPont Circle. Authorities believe it started with a dispute inside a nightclub and spilled into the street. A suspect taken into custody, a gun also recovered at the scene. A second shooting happened hours later, that early this morning, about a mile and a half away. A man found dead at another nightclub, this one on U Street. Police are looking for 2 people in connection with that altercation. 12:06, now having bad credit can cost you money. WTOP's John Doman has details about a program aimed at boosting credit scores in Prince George's County.
It's called the Credit Builder. It asks residents to agree to deposit $44 every month for a year into a new account with the Prince George's Community Federal Credit Union.
We will report it to the Credit Bureau just like any other bill or loan that you would have to pay. And that history of on-time payments help boost your credit.
It's open to everyone in the county, but a limited number of people who live in Councilman Ed Burrow's district will also be eligible for a $44 match.
At the end of the year, every dollar the resident puts in, they get back. And every dollar that we put in, they get back.
That can be worth about $4,000 for those residents.
We've seen individuals raise their credit scores by 70 points in this program.
John Dome in WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP.
What's a dry promotion? And should you take it? I'm Jeff Glabaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
I'm Bill, and I'm living with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, a type of interstitial lung disease that causes scarring of the lungs and makes it hard to breathe. ILD can be hard to diagnose. So if you're out of breath with a constant dry cough, ask a pulmonologist if it could be ILD. My wife, Bev, and I have walked every step of this journey together. I couldn't have traveled this road alone, and neither should you. Get help. Find hope. Go to lungsandyou.com.
It's 12:08.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael & Son.
traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Over to Steve Dresner in the traffic center.
Good afternoon, Ralph Fox. We'll start in Montgomery County, Maryland, on the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. They're still trying to clean up an earlier crash as you get on to the American Legion Bridge. You're still blocking the left lane, and traffic still wrapped around the big curb, and it's going to be slow. Southbound 270 spur leading to the lanes to take you to the outer loop. Leaving Montgomery County, not much better. We're very slow on the inner loop, George Avenue, up to the incident. On the inner loop ramp to go to northbound 95, there are periodic closures due to a minor fuel spill. And again, extensive delays as you try to access those northbound lanes to I-95. Prince George's County off and on delays both directions of the Beltway leading from the area Route 1 and College Park around to 214. In the district, dealing with a closure, we have the Whitehurst Freeway closed in both directions between M Street and K Street. You may want to take notice because that is certainly going to be a tough maneuver during the afternoon. Staying in the district, we are very slow both directions on the 395, 695 freeway, backed up from the Case Bridge up to the area of the 3rd Street Tunnel. That's all volume at best. And we're also jammed up in both directions over on DC 295, Burroughs all the way up to East Capitol Street. Very slow in both directions, but we're doing okay currently over on I-295 and inside the 3rd Street Tunnel. If you're looking for a carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no haggle, no hassle price on every car. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
Now look at your weather forecast. Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Tracking that weekend forecast, clouds and some chillier temperatures today into the 60s, and a shower or two is possible later this morning into the early afternoon. By tonight, clouds early will give way to partial clearing skies and temperatures into the 50s by early tomorrow. Sunday afternoon, mostly sunny and dry, feeling much more like late spring to early summer. Temperatures in the mid-80s. It won't be too humid out there, and Monday we're close to 90 degrees with a mainly sunny sky. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans at the First Alert Weather Center.
Looking at 55 degrees in Springfield, Farragut Square at 53, Laurel splitting the difference at 54. All brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions do apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
With employee retention a stubborn problem, companies are turning to a cost-free way to keep younger employees. It is called a dry promotion.
To put it plainly, a dry promotion is a bigger, better title and more responsibility without a pay increase.
That's Joe Gonzalez at staffing firm Robert Half. Gen Z are most likely to get dry promotion offers. They're also most likely to say no thank you. But it does mean a little more clout on the resume, and it could lead to more pay.
First and foremost, we recommend getting the details. Really discuss the roles, responsibilities, and expectations with your boss. If you move forward, request a follow-up, an opportunity to ask for compensation review in a 3 or 6 month window.
If money is not on the table with a dry promotion, other things could be.
You may be able to negotiate other things like a flexible schedule, extra vacation time, a bigger bonus.
Companies can abuse dry promotions, not being upfront about the eventual increase in workload. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, the November elections are just ahead. It's moving fast, that's for sure. Many people saying this is already the most toxic one they've seen in decades. It's 12-12.
The wait's over, DC. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is officially live. And right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams and all your favorite sports. And for me, I love betting baseball. I like to find games featuring two really solid starting pitchers that are backed by trustworthy bullpens, so I can bet the under. Plus, FanDuel offers so many different player prop bets that are fun to wager on, like strikeouts, total bases, and so much more. Just visit FanDuel.com/BigG. That's FanDuel.com/BigG. 18 plus and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call text 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-426-2537.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Coming up, it's called Road Shark and aims to keep local roadways safer. We've got more from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Looks like it costs a fortune.
Actually, at Bob's, the Playscape 2-piece sectional is just $9.99.
Looks like it was crafted by a master carpenter.
Gorgeous, right? Bob's genuine marble elm dining set comes with 6 chairs or 4 chairs and a storage bench for just $9.99.
Looks like a unicorn cried happy tears all over it.
That's our bedazzled Diva bedroom set. I can see why you think that. When the looks you love go for less, there's only one thing to say.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Discount Furniture.
No matter how long you leave your phone plugged in, it's not fully charged. So you add the WTOP app. Get news, traffic, and weather wherever you are.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
12:15 now at WTOP. We are less than 7 months before the November elections. U.S. News and World Report contributor and White House correspondent Ken Walsh has just written a book. It's called The Architects of Toxic Politics. He joined WTOP's Dan Ronan, saying this could be the most toxic political election dating back to the Civil War.
In many ways, these are the worst sometimes. What I try to do in the book is to show how we've had toxic politics almost from the beginning of the country. George Washington, our first president, did not have this. He was considered above reproach. And of course, he was elected twice by the Electoral College unanimously. But immediately after he didn't run again, the campaigns of 1796 and 1800 were very, very vicious and toxic. Some historians until recent times thought they were the most toxic that we had. But of course, that was between Thomas Jefferson and John Adams. They called each other every name in the book, really invented some new terms for each other that were not flattering at all. We had Andrew Jackson, who was very, very involved in toxic politics himself in the campaigns of 1824 and 1828. But what's happened is after the Civil War, which was our most toxic period, of course, we were killing each other then, we go into a brief period where people were trying to submerge their differences. But it keeps coming back. And that's one point I wanted to make in the book, that the reason it's so unhealthy today is because it's really part of our DNA in many ways.
Is this also because we have social media, the traditional media, and some politicians who really know how to exploit our differences?
Absolutely. Those are all very, very true. We call influencers today. We've had them around for a long time. You go back to Father Charles Coughlin, mm-hmm. who's a Catholic priest who had a radio show during the Depression, very popular, very, very toxic politics then. I could go on and on about that. But today, partly because the mainstream media is drawn to conflict, and this is what we do, and that's my profession, and social media in particular pushes this toxic brand of politics. You can find any conspiracy theory, any example of hostility and nastiness on social media, unfiltered, and
real
a lot
quickly,
of people are drawn to this.
Real quickly, Ken, any reasons to be optimistic 7 months out from an election?
I wish I could say otherwise, but I don't think so. I think this is going to be one of the worst periods of toxic politics we've seen, and it's going to be up to the public going forward to reject the toxic politics as much as possible. The politicians, I don't think, are going to do that.
Again, that's U.S. News and World Report contributor and White House correspondent Ken Walsh. A quick look at the top stories we're working on for you here at WTOP. College campuses continue to see protests nationwide over the war in Gaza. Demonstrators locally at GW say they have no intention of leaving until there's a resolution. A surprise Friday interview could lead to a presidential debate between now and November. And severe weather is hammering communities from South Texas all the way to Michigan. Stay with us for full details on these stories and more in the minutes ahead. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Over to Steve Dresner in the traffic center.
Well, we're still slow leaving Montgomery County outer loop at the Capitol Beltway. We've been dealing with the cleanup from a crash right as you get onto the American Legion Bridge. And last report, left lane is currently blocked. We're backed up to the big curb and also jammed up on the southbound 270 spur. Those delays beginning at Democracy leading to the outer loop lanes. Inner loop delays leaving Montgomery County, they do begin right around Colesville Road leading up to the incident at the inner loop ramp to go to northbound 95. It does remain partially blocked. We've been dealing with a broken down truck involving a minor fuel spill. New incident caller updates us. Outer loop after 414 St. Barnabas Road exit 4. Do be on the lookout. Huge king-size mattress right in the center of the roadway. Over in Virginia, traffic does remain slow on the inner loop Tysons down to the American Legion Bridge. But we're seeing some pretty heavy volume on the northbound side of 95 in Virginia. It's going to be slow at Quia Harbor through Dale City over the Occoquan. There is no letting up on these delays until you get to Newington. Once you're north of Newington, it opens up nicely all the way to the Springfield Interchange. 66 and 395 currently traveling without delays. Now, in the district, still dealing with a closure. Whitehurst Freeway blocked in both directions between M Street and K Street due to an extended work zone. Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate. Visit allstate.com or call for a quote today. Steve Dresner, WTOP Traffic.
Now look at your weather forecast. Here's 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Lots of cloud cover today, a couple of showers, and temperatures not that high at all. In the low 60s, about 10 degrees below where we should be this time of year. Once we get into tomorrow, we'll be about 15 degrees above where we should be this time of year. Where we should be is 72, and tomorrow I'm forecasting 85 degrees with mostly sunny skies, and temperatures will stay in the 60s in the morning hours by Monday morning. Monday afternoons even warmer at 90 degrees with a mainly sunny sky again. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans of the First Alert Weather Center.
53 degrees in Tysons, Waldorf at 55, Lafont Plaza up to 56 degrees. It's all brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. Coming up on WTOP, some local students are heading to New York City with $20,000 on the line. We've got more news just ahead.
Baltimore longshoreman Talani Hassan.
The day of the bridge collapse, my phone just started ringing. The ship struck the bridge. The Dolly was the last ship I was on. Losing lives is a tragedy, but losing our livelihoods was a disaster. It was a direct hit to longshoremen because if we don't have vessels, we do not have work. Your pay just stopped. We're in trouble. I saw David Trone on the news.
We got to bring these dollars home, and we got to make sure that union labor builds this bridge. We got to keep thinking about those that have lost wages. Longshoremen or small businessmen, they still got mortgages to meet, food to put on the table, so we need an effort not to let that slip through the cracks.
To have an advocate speaking loud and speaking proud is David Trone for me.
On May 14th, vote David Trone for Senate.
I'm David Trone, and I approve this message.
Paid for by David Trone for Maryland.
Oh, it's time. It's time. Time to open the windows. It's April. Dave Johnson here. But wait a minute. What if your windows are cracked, leaking, won't open, or stay open? Well, this is the time to call my friends at Window Nation. And boy, is it ever the time. Because right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. No limit to how much you can save. Plus, you can save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. So don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate. Tell them Dave Johnson sent you.
This is WTOP News.
1222 on your Saturday afternoon. I'm Ralph Fox. Thanks for being with us today. Well, a deadly crash is under investigation that shut down Rockville Pike for several hours this morning. Montgomery County Fire and Rescue says it happened about 2:30 a.m. near the intersection of Rockville Pike and Rollins Avenue. One of those vehicles in the crash flipped over, leaving a victim trapped. A woman died at the scene. A second victim was hospitalized with critical injuries. And Fairfax County Police are increasing their presence on major roads. It's all part of a plan to deter speeding and distracted driving. WTOP's Scott Gelman reports it's part of their Road Shark campaign. He's riding with an officer to see just how it works.
With his windows rolled down, Fairfax County Police Officer Kevin Gare is using a LiDAR gun to check the speeds of approaching cars.
So this black Mustang doing 54 and a 40, it's 14 over. We'll make a stop on him, probably write him a warning depending on everything that's going on.
We're here along Columbia Pike in Annandale. Gare says the speed limit is 25 because of all the pedestrians around. He's writing tickets. For some drivers who are going well above that.
I think when they see those red and blue lights and they see us out there actively enforcing the laws of the Commonwealth, that they certainly do think twice and they might lift that foot off the pedal a little bit or put that phone down.
It's part of the Road Shark campaign, and Gare thinks it's working. Almost 5,700 tickets or warnings were given out during the first part in March. This is the second wave. Gare says tickets and warnings may not change driver behaviors alone, but he's monitoring other metrics to see if their efforts are paying off.
What we look for, and what as a patrol officer I look for, is, how many crashes am I responding to daily? How many crashes that end up, unfortunately, being fatalities within the county?
In Annandale, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
A $20,000 prize is on the line for a team of students. This is in Fairfax County. We've made it to the final round in an international math competition. The students are from Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology, and they're among six teams that made it to the finals in the MathWorks Math Modeling Challenge. Overall, more than 600 teams in the U.S. and U.K. submitted papers. The top team gets a $20,000 prize, but no one will walk away empty-handed. The team from Thomas Jefferson will get at least $5,000 for making it all the way to the finals.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Now look at the sports page. Here's Ben Raby.
All right, Ralph. Fourth round underway at the NFL draft. Barring a trade, though, the Commanders won't pick again until round five, but it's already been a busy few days for the Commanders. Six picks already made, and a day after taking quarterback Jaden Daniels second overall, Commanders adding some potential weapons in tight end Ben Sinnott and wideout Luke McCaffrey. McCaffrey, plenty of intangibles, comes from a pretty good football family. His father, Ed McCaffrey, two-time Super Bowl champ with Denver. His brother, Christian McCaffrey, the lead back with the 49ers. And now Luke McCaffrey on his way to Washington. NHL Capitals rule out Trevor Van Riemsdyk for Game 4 tomorrow. As the Caps look to avoid elimination against the Rangers, Van Riemsdyk left last night's Game 3 defeat to New York after taking a high hit from Matt Rempe. Rangers a 3-0 series lead. Plenty of areas to clean up for the Capitals, chief among them, power play unit that went 0-6 last night in 12 full minutes of power play time. Busy weekend at Audi Field. Washington Spirit fell at home last night against the Orlando Pride. Tonight